The former Bishop of Toowoomba says he's still stunned by the failure of senior Catholic education staff to report allegations that a teacher was sexually abusing his students. Emeritus Bishop William Morris was the head of the Toowoomba Archdiocese when Gerard Burns sexually abused 13 girls at a primary school in 2007 and 8. Today he told the Child Abuse Royal Commission that a culture of doubting allegations needed to be stamped out and a national approach was needed to make that happen. Stephanie Smale reports.
The Child Abuse Royal Commission has been investigating how staff and Catholic Church officials dealt with allegations of sexual offences against veteran teacher Gerard Burns. The former Bishop of Toowoomba, William Morris, told the inquiry he was unaware of complaints against Burns until his arrest in late 2008. Bishop Morris was asked by counsel assisting the inquiry, Gail Furness, about the string of failures that allowed Burns to keep teaching.
Burns was not removed as a student protection officer, notwithstanding the allegations made.
Failure.
Nor was he adequately monitored following the allegations in September 2007.
Failure.
Burns was subsequently employed as a relief teacher in 2008.
A failure.
That was a significant failure, wasn't it?
It was.
It enabled him to continue.
Yes.
To yeah. offend.
Yes.
The Commission has heard the former school principal, Terry Hayes, received a complaint from a Year 4 girl and her father in 2007 that Burns had put his hands down her shirt and up her skirt. Mr. Hayes told his superiors, Christopher Fry and Ian Hunter, but none of them reported the child abuse claims to police. Gail Furness put that to Bishop Morris.
How could it be that given their experience, given the training, and given the presence of a law requiring reporting, let alone a policy yes. doing the same thing, that each of the three could have failed to recognise what was before them?
It's stunning, I know. I can't get my head around it. Like it's, I said to someone, well, we spoke about it recently, it's not rocket science. Touching's not rocket science.
No.
And how we could miss it. But then the other day we saw a question put to a witness concerning, say, hands in pants, and the question came back saying, you know, well, was it on the bottom of the pants? And I'm thinking, are we going to go down that track again? Like, why don't they get it?
Bishop Morris eventually fired Mr. Hayes, Mr. Fry and Mr. Hunter. He was responsible for meeting with the victims and their families after Burns was arrested and charged. The Commission heard 11 of the victims have claimed compensation and received payouts between $260,000 and about $440,000 each. William Morris was asked if a culture of doubt exists among some authorities about complaints of child sexual abuse. He told the Commission there should be tougher measures for dealing with people who don't report allegations of harm.
I suppose you've got to start off with fear, haven't you? Like, if you don't do it, you get into real strife. And it's unfortunate, but I think probably that will instill a little bit of the fact that if we get a report, we've got to do it and so on. It's almost like that. So hopefully through the process of education, we gradually get to the point where you don't think anymore.
Bishop Morris told the inquiry national child sex abuse regulations should be set up to make reporting requirements clear.
I think we need to develop a system, and I think this is why it's got to be nationally, not just state by state, but nationally. Because, you know, when we get into a car, we don't think about what side of the road we're going to drive on. When we're kind of dealing in schools with regards to professional standards and touching and so on, we shouldn't have to think. It should be just the fact that we get the report and we make the report and we put it into the professionals to do the investigation. Like, it shouldn't be a thinking thing.
The Child Abuse Royal Commission has now finished its hearings in Brisbane. But before wrapping up this afternoon, Commissioner Jennifer Coates said that any parents of victims with further concerns can approach the Commission at any stage.
There may be parents in addition to those who've provided statements to the Royal Commission to date who wish to talk to us about the police investigation into Mr. Burns and other matters related to the conduct of Mr. Burns. We strongly encourage any parent to make contact with the Royal Commission.
Commissioner Jennifer Coate, ending Stephanie Smale's report.